This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A conference to discuss climate change hurting public health is off, at least for now. The Centers for Disease Control began notifying participants of an indefinite postponement late last month. Some see an early change in the political winds when it comes to climate. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim reports.
With climate change, a lot of attention goes to structural concerns, like the need to deal with rising sea levels. But Regina Shi of the RAND Corporation says there are myriad health effects, too.
Temperature-related death and illness. There are also air quality impacts. We've seen increases in Zika as well as other vector-borne diseases.
Plus water-related sickness, food security. She's got a long list. It's a lot of things the CDC typically worries about. Howard Frumkin is a former director of the National Center for Environmental Health at the CDC.
This is basic bread and butter public health. Anticipate the hazard, understand how the hazard operates, and then protect people. If we pull the plug on that, then people are at risk.
Frumkin's worried politics pushed CDC leadership to cancel its Climate and Health Summit. In a written statement, the agency said it's considering rescheduling, but that it's also considering budget priorities. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.